Hello, welcome to another episode of Crazy Sex, the Crazy Sex Podcast. This is your host, Benita Banks. I no longer have a co-host, and I actually just wanted to get into why I haven't really been recording lately. So I did want to talk about that. And just give everybody an update. I do plan on getting back on a regular schedule, and hopefully having a permanent co-host, just so you don't have to just listen to me talk and just listen to my opinions. But I do want to give you guys a little update about what's been going on and just how I've been operating in life. So as I've probably referenced before in other episodes, I was hospitalized February 26th of 2020. So I basically just been struggling since then, just with the whole mental health aspect of everything. Yes, this is a sex and relationships podcast, but it's also a mental health podcast, and I feel like I haven't been doing a lot as far as focusing on that because I've been struggling with my mental health myself, and I've kind of just sort of been not necessarily in denial, but that's I've just not been comfortable sharing that. So I was hospitalized in February of 2020. For like an OD, but not like on recreational drugs, like on prescribed drugs. A trigger warning. I'm sorry, I didn't add that part in, but yes, trigger warning. For an attempted suicide, overdose. So I was hospitalized. And I was working a lot around that time, but when I started getting depressed, I wasn't really going to work. But I was in the hospital for a week. Two of those days in the hospital, I was like super sick and out of it. I barely remember. And then after I got out the hospital, I took another week off of work and I went back. So I was only out of work for 2 weeks. And that really wasn't enough. So with me only being out of work for 2 weeks and then going back to work and just going back into a stressful environment, I really wasn't getting better. So that happened in February. And when I got out of the hospital February, I realized like Corona started spreading. So everything started shutting down. My birthday was coming up in March. By that time, everything was closed. People were scared to leave the house. They didn't even mandate masks yet, I don't think, around that time. So it was a lot. So I went from being locked into in a hospital to coming home and basically being locked in and not being able to do stuff to distract myself. And I went straight back to work basically. So it was just a very stressful time period. Everything with quarantine. And then come May, I was sexually assaulted by a close friend of mine, and I never said anything. I never said anything. I brushed everything under the rug. I continued to deal with this person, so it was just a lot of trauma and me just sweeping stuff under the rug and just being in denial about my mental state. So that has negatively affected me for a very long time. I knew this person for 6 years. 6 years. Like, they'll flirt. I just wouldn't pay it, like, no mind. Like, whatever. Okay, you flirt with everybody. Like, you're a hoe. You just want to do it to everybody. But I've been around this person multiple times. I've been around this person by myself. And they didn't make me feel uncomfortable. And then there was the night where we were all drinking. And he came to my house. Like, he normally come to my house. And it's fine. And then I got my clothes pulled off. And, you know, I'm trying to pull my clothes back on. And I got assaulted in that process. I don't know. I've been through a lot of sexual trauma and just inappropriate things that shouldn't have happened in my life. I tell people all the time, I lost my virginity to a pedophile. Like, he had specifically had a preference for a certain age group, like preteen, early teen. Like, that was his thing. So I just felt like my friend is more popular than me. Nobody's going to believe anything that I have to say. It's always gonna be me versus him. And who am I? People know me a little bit, but a lot of people dislike me and judge me. And that person is just loved by everybody. Like, I love that person. Like, that was my friend. Like, I really cared about that person. So I didn't want to do anything to hurt that person either. And I guess me subconsciously not really caring about myself, I felt like it would be better to protect that person than to do anything to protect me, because I'm just me. Like, I'm small. That's how I felt for a long time, and I still kind of struggle with that. So I was assaulted, and then at some point, like a consensual thing took place. This person had a girlfriend, and it was really just a lot. And it's like, wow, I got myself in this fucked up situation thinking that, oh, I have this amazing friend that made a mistake. But sexually assaulting somebody is not a mistake. If somebody's asking you, do you want me to stop? And you're telling them that you want them to stop and they don't, that's not a mistake. And the more I was coming into realization of what was going on, the worse I started feeling. Like, and I just kept thinking about this. I know I had got drunk in August. So this happened in May. I got drunk in August, and I'm looking at my Instagram and I'm sending all these messages like, oh, like you assaulted me and you just treat me like anything. Like, you have an attitude with me and you force me to fuck with you. Multiple times I've curbed you for all the 6 years since I met you, and I thought we was platonic friends, but you forced yourself on me. And I'm just misspelling shit, drunk, angry, like so angry. Like, oh, now you can't give me a response when I mention the fact that you forced yourself on me. When I'm quoting you verbatim the stuff that you were saying to me, now you just can't respond. So that was back in August. So it's just been like messing a little bit with me and my self-worth. So eventually I started talking about it. Like, who are you to protect this person that don't give a damn about you and is gonna throw you under the bus and call you a liar and threaten you and just everything and just make you seem like trash? This person violated your space when you trusted them to be in your home, and it felt like he could take whatever he wanted. And it's like, even after you gave it to him, he still was trying to have some control. So at that point, I'm just like, I know what's going on now. Like, I can't let you manipulate me anymore. Like, what am I protecting you for? And a part of me feel like at the time, like, this is my friend. I love this person to death. And this person was here when nobody else was. But it's like, it was really, looking back, it was sort of a plot. Like, you know, like a couple weeks before the incident, you're coming over, bringing me food when I'm, you know, intoxicated and upset and I can't regulate my emotions. Like, you're there, like you're trying to help me. And the whole time, you're using everything against me. You're using that to manipulate me. So it was just hard to come to terms with that. Even when I confronted him and I talked about it, like, in person, he refused to call me a liar. He couldn't look me in the face and call me a liar. He apologized. But, of course, when everything gets out, it's, oh, she's a liar. She just want me. And it's like, no, you're lying. Why would I lie? Like, you sat up there and you tried to basically groom me to be stupid, and I was. And I feel like that was my fault. But you coming over at that night and assaulting me, that was not my fault. I did not ask for that. I asked you to stop. I asked you to leave. So it's just been a very traumatic experience. We have a lot of mutual friends, so it can get very messy. And nobody's willing to do anything to help me. So it's like I'm trying to find some sort of peace. I'm still angry because I feel like I was brought into a fucked up situation. A situation where I was not in control. A situation where, like, my weakness and my loneliness was manipulated and I was singled out and assaulted. And then even when everything was consensual, I sort of feel like that was a guilt thing to shut me up. So in hindsight, just revisiting everything, it just hurts worse. And to know that some people just don't believe it, it just hurts even worse. Like, I know what this person did to me, and it just makes me feel like I'm nothing. Like, the same way I felt when I wouldn't tell in the first place, because who's gonna believe me? I'm not that important. So that's been a major thing that's been going on in my life. I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to get over it, but it's a hard thing to deal with. And when you trust somebody and you know them for years and they just take advantage of your lowest point in life, it kind of bothers you that they don't have a conscience. And it's just a lot. I mean, I wanted to give an update. I wanted to let all my listeners know what's going on. I don't really have much to say right now. Around next week, I will have another episode up with a topic and definitely a lot more lighthearted than this. I just felt like I couldn't just leave everybody hanging, like, okay. I still have the Instagram at the Crazy Sex Podcast. That is the podcast Instagram. And my Instagram, 704bone with 3 E's, 2 underscores. King B, if you're looking for me on Instagram. And Twitter at Real Benita Banks. So you can definitely follow me on there. And if you have any questions about the show, any requests, any questions for me, or you have anything to say to me, you can just contact me on any social media pages that I just listed. But I think that's pretty much it. Thank you for listening to this little episode of the Crazy Sex Podcast. Again, I am Benita Banks. Thank you.